Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Peter Spiegel. We've got a great show for you today. The Global Pet Expo 2013 version just concluded. So to get an industry and market update, Bob Vetteri from the American Pet Products Association will be with us in just a minute. Later in the show, author and wildlife photographer Susie Esterhaas will be with Lori, and she has a few new books out that you and your family are going to love. And also, I've got some hot animal news items for you. And believe it or not, if you can stick with us and take the quiz, you'll see how well you can do against me in the animal quiz. But first, I wanted to welcome Bob Vetteri to the show. Bob is president and CEO of American Pet Products Association. Bob earned a law degree from Seton Hall, as well as an MBA and a BS from Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. And I just learned that he wrote a very popular book titled From Wags to Riches. I hope I'm saying the right. How Dogs Teach Us to Succeed in Business and Life. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Peter. And you got it all perfect.
Good. Well, great reviews on that book. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
It's been a real good year for the industry. What can you tell us about the state of the companion animal business?
Peter, it continues to amaze me. I think that the growth continues. I mean, we're projecting numbers that are showing about almost a 5% growth going forward in total spending in the category, up to over $55.5 billion. People continue to humanize their pets, treat them like members of the family, and are spending accordingly.
That's incredible. So you used a word that we don't hear very much, humanize your pets. Define that for us, and how does that play out in the market?
I think the biggest culprit, for want of a better word, and only because I'm one of them, were the baby boomers. As kids got married, left home, went to college, whatever, being known as helicopter parents, we were always hovering over the kids. Once the kids were gone, we'd look to hover over something else, and lo and behold, there were Sparky and Fluffy. And so we've just kind of taken them on as extended family, extended children, and we tend to look to them for love and care and attention, which they're always willing to give. And as a result, we've kind of elevated them from just the pet status that my dog Duke had when I was a little kid. And now they're just a much more important part of our lives. And as people, you know, have more jobs that require them to be kind of alone, work from home, work in cubicles and stuff, they're still looking for that companionship. And again, the one thing you can count on when you come home is your dog wagging his tail until his rear end falls off, just so happy to see you. And it just is something that we feel good about.
Indeed. How about the fashion trends that you see in pets? I mean, we know that trends come and go in the human apparel and human items. They get translated to the pet world, don't they?
They do. They do very often. We were looking at our show a couple of weeks ago, and they had booties, they had mucklucks for your dog, they had suspenders for dogs and cats to make sure that the booties stay on, which
that's good.
Kind of interesting. And then there's, you know, the fashion collars and painting of the toenails and the like. It's just almost anything that we do to ourselves, you'll find some company is making an equivalent that we could do with our pets. And enough folks are loving that it continues to flourish.
I found it interesting in your release an item about the high-end grooming services sort of growing. What's going on in that sector?
It's really interesting, Peter. You're finding spas. I mean, it's not just go in and get your dog groomed anymore. Now you could have spa treatments. They could have whirlpools for them. They could have massages. It's just so much more to make sure that your pet is as comfortable and well-groomed as possibly could be, and there are enough people who are comfortable enough financially that this is a good alternative for them, and they feel good treating their pet like a person.
Yeah. Who attends the meeting? What's the vibe like? If I just wandered around there, what would I see and feel?
Well, what our show has, it's like the first big show of the year. It's almost 15 football fields worth of pet products. But the only people who attend our show are the buyers. You've got the top buyers from Petco, PetSmart, Walmart, Kroger, every major pet store you could think of, plus all the independents. So you've got about 5,500 buyers there who are setting their buying plans for the whole year. Peter, normally in years I'll have some people come up and grouse, gee, the show was slow, or, you know, this last day wasn't too good or anything. Right up until the closing bell on the last day, people were writing orders. The enthusiasm on the floor was something like I haven't seen in a few, in several years. And it's just optimistic. I mean, everybody was so upbeat that this marketplace has withstood the last few years and now is set for a growth spurt. It was really something to watch.
That's fabulous. And are you saying that's a reflection of the improved economy as a whole?
That's what it is. I mean, the pet economy didn't suffer. I mean, it was a slower growth, but continued to grow through the last 4 or 5 years. I think now that people are starting to feel a little bit more comfortable and feeling that the real crunch is behind them, they turn around and look and see the one thing that stood with them through all of this and was always there to listen to their woes and give them a big lick on the face or whatever was their pet. And so now they're looking to reward their pets for putting up with them, and they seem to be elevating what they're doing for their pets to thank them for being that one rock, as it were, that stood with them through all this. It's really something to see.
Yeah, and we're just shaking our heads here in agreement because we know how everyone feels. Tell us about the influence of the green movement on the pet industry. Do you see green pet products?
About 4 years ago at our trade show, we were starting to notice an upward trend in that, and so we added what we call the natural section, the natural and organic section. And each year it's grown, and this year it sold out about a month after we opened the section for booth placement, and we had to increase it twice. There are recyclable products, there are green products, there's organic foods of every kind and size that you can imagine. It's a very, very strong segment of our show, and it's, like I said, it's continuing to grow. Buyers showed a great deal of interest in that area. I think it's a very real growing trend that's here to stay for a while.
Fascinating. Now, there's a new initiative you are involved with, the Human Animal Bond Research Initiative. Can you describe that, and what are the goals of that?
This is something, Peter. I've been in this job for about 10 years, and I don't think I've ever been as excited as I am with this. This is an effort that right now has about 20 organizations, retailers, manufacturers, distributors, other associations, veterinarians, all involved with looking at the human health benefits derived from having a pet. And we're in conjunction with Purdue University out there looking at existing literature, and so far they've uncovered something over 16,500 studies, articles, tabloid reviews, all documenting different types of health benefits that people derive from having a pet, whether it's autistic children, or you're hearing more and more about PTSDs from soldiers, how dogs are helping with treatments of that, how senior citizens have reacted more calmly when pets are introduced into their environment. Just it continues on and on and on. Depression is being treated with pets. So what we're doing is trying to categorize these and find the most solid studies and then try to get word out to people that, you know, besides taking a Xanax, get a dog, and you're going to find that it has a calming effect. It slows down your metabolism. It builds up all sorts of resistance to other diseases. And it's not just that pet owners like you and me understand that because we have a pet. It's really documented. There's scientific proof. There's validation of all of this. So this effort is in its infancy, but it's really growing. We have more and more organizations joining in with us every year, and it's really exciting to watch it develop.
Yeah, it's exciting for us, too. As I go through all the news items, almost every month there's a new story in this arena, so I think you're on to something important. And so what's the website where people can learn about that initiative?
It's habri.org, HABRI.ORG. If you go to that site, there's all sorts of information. There's papers on 7 different health areas right now, and then much of the detailed studies are available to you.
That's fabulous. Bob Vetteri, President and CEO of American Pet Products Association, a solid organization, great guy. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Peter, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Stick around, more with Lori after the break.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm back in the saddle again. Out where
Walmart
is a trend. Where
low prices are on Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals and Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal. Like your play Greek yogurt.
Back in the saddle again.
At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track this year. Backed by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad on identical products. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325. 800-980-9325.
Billy, 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 Bill welcome back to Animals Today. And now I want to welcome a California-based wildlife photographer who has created a fantastic series of books for children aged 4 to 7. But truly anyone would enjoy looking at these charming and beautiful photographs. Her name is Susie Isseras. Welcome, Susie.
Thank you so much.
We've been paging through two of your books, Sea Otter and Orangutan. Describe them for us, please.
Well, the books basically follow an animal from infancy to adulthood. They're aimed towards children of 4 to 7, so they're very sort of emphasis on the photos, the visuals, but there is some short text to go with the photos, and it tells the story of the animal growing up, essentially.
And these books are part of your Eye on the Wild series. What other books comprise that set?
So the Eye on the Wild at this time has 6 titles. There's gorilla, cheetah, lion, brown bear, orangutan, and sea otter. And each book has that same theme of infancy to adulthood. And, of course, the life cycle of each animal is entirely different. So the stories are all very different in terms of what the babies experience growing up and the games that they play and what happens at the end and that kind of thing. So, but it's all kind of based on this concept of learning about natural history through the animal's life cycle.
Yes, and so you publish books like these for young children for that reason. And what are the main points you're trying to convey to these kids?
I think I'm trying to get kids, to give them, one of the things about the way that I work is I work really in depth with one subject. So that can be anywhere from, 5 months to 2 years with one animal. And I generally spend, I try to do it with one animal family so that I'm actually getting a really intimate, very personal story of what that individual went through as that individual animal grew up. And so I'm trying to give children an intimate view of the life cycle of the animal, but also just get them really jazzed about wildlife in general and about nature in general. And most of these animals in Eye on the Wild are endangered species. So the end goal is to sort of, by getting them excited about these animals, to also get them interested in how they can help protect them and just kind of plant a general seed about wildlife conservation at a very young age.
I'm telling you, it's not just kids. I got jazzed and excited by reviewing these. Really, Susie, and the photographs are just remarkable. They're absolutely beautiful. It's very refreshing to see actual photos of real animals in the wild rather than cartoons or other unrealistic representations of these non-human creatures. Do you find that children react to these photos differently from other images like drawings or cartoons?
Yeah, I think children get a sense of more like this is reality, and that these animals exist and they're not in a fantasy. They're here. They're on our earth. And for some of them, they're in our backyard. For children in California, these sea otters are very accessible. Brown bears, it can be the same thing for kids growing up in Alaska or Montana. And, so just the kids, I think, instead of looking at these books as like a dream kind of fantasy thing, a story, they actually realize, these animals exist, which is another, again, very powerful message to give these kids that these animals are here with us and let's make sure they stay.
Right, exactly. In their natural environment, in the wild, and we're not capturing them for entertainment. Susie, tell us a little bit about how you capture these wonderful pictures. I'm looking at a few shots right now of an otter working on eating a crab, and it's like you're 2 feet away, and the otter's showing us how it's done.
Yeah, so for some of these animals, any animal with a newborn, so all of these stories start at a really young age, and I sort of specialize in documenting newborns of endangered species. So for all of these animals, there's a period of time where I have to habituate them to my presence. Even the most calm mother that's used to being around human beings, when she has a newborn that's only a week old or even just a couple days old, she can get very shy. So one of the things is that I have to sort of break them in and sort of establish a sense of trust with them. So I start with them extremely slow. I stay distant for a while. And I really establish a relationship with them where they realize I'm not a threat. I'm not going to stress them out. I'm not going to scare them or get too close. And then the end goal is that I just sort of become invisible and I kind of become like a boulder in the landscape and I can be there and they can live and behave naturally the way they would as if I wasn't there. That's the end result and the end goal.
It's nice to see that a series of conventional paper books can still be published in this electronic age. How are they selling, and where can we get them?
They're doing really well. Some of them, I think actually all of the titles have been out for a few months, are already in their second printing, which is great. So they are selling really well. People can get them on Amazon. They can get them in some bookstores if you actually, you know, do the old-fashioned way of walking in and buying a book. They're on shelves, and then they're also on my website. So they're pretty widely available. And, you know, the nice thing about children's books is they haven't quite yet switched over to the digital realm the way that adult books have. So we still have a lot of paper products out there for kids.
You travel the world as a wildlife photographer. What is your most remote place you have ventured to?
I think probably the most remote and the most challenging place out of those animals would probably be potentially cheetah or lion. I spent 3 years living in a bush camp in Kenya in the Maasai Mara, and that was pretty remote, you know, living in a tent and having my food flown in. And, you know, the only way I was able to contact people at home is through a satellite phone. And it was a very interesting way to live and a fantastic way as well. But, you know, very different existence in terms of I would just go out every day and sit with my subject. And I go out from sunrise to sunset and, you know, watch them even when they're sleeping for hours at a time. I stick with them and stick through the real slow periods to capture really incredible moments. There's a moment in the lion book where a lion cub meets his dad for the first time. So I look for moments like that, and you have to get through some slow times to get there.
Susie, tell my listener your website.
It's www.susieesterhaz.com.
And Susie, is there any messages you want to give as a conservationist yourself?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that sometimes we as conservationists lose sight of the fact that we really need to reach children, you know, and we're really trying to reach adults to sort of change policy and change ways of thinking, but we have to get the future generations and plant those seeds. I think all of us who are interested in animals and wildlife, we can all look back on experiences we had as really young children where it really sort of sparked something. And I just want to make sure that continues to happen with our future generations. So we need to really keep targeting the young ones.
Very good. Susie, my husband and I absolutely love your books. And I have to tell my listeners, there's facts about the animals in the back of each book, which is really just it's just adorable. We just love your message. We love the way you're educating kids. We can also buy prints of your photos, correct?
Yeah, you can buy prints on my website. And then there also are a few organizations that sell prints of mine for fundraising. Sumatran Orangutan Society is one of them. And I donate the prints to them, and they keep 100% of the proceeds. So there's different ways of buying prints. But the most, probably the easiest way is to just go to my website.
Very good. Susie Esterhaz, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Don't go away. I have a quiz for Peter. Let's see how he does. And I've taken the questions from the quiz out of Susie's book. So don't go away. You're listening to Animals Today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires two-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced push-to-talk service.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
GMC Certified Service, this is Dennis.
Yeah, this is Rob. I need you to look over my GMC Terrain.
You sound like a 50,000-mile man, Rob.
51, actually.
51,163, am I right?
Impressive.
That's what we do, Rob. And the answer to your question is yes.
Pardon?
Yes, we'll check your suspension for you, no problem.
And you'll also look
definitely
at my...
that and the brakes.
Professional-grade service for your professional-grade vehicle? GMC Certified Service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends March 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
You know, these books are just so darn cute. So we just interviewed Susie Esteros, and she wrote, she put out these books called Eye on the Wild series, and it's the sea otter and the orangutan and what else? The gorilla, lion, cheetah, brown bear. And they're just so wonderful as an educational tool for kids to teach them about these creatures. And on the back of each book, there's a little fact sheet, right? What would you call that, Peter? Like a fact sheet, right?
Yes.
Just facts about the individual animals. So, Peter, I was looking at these, and I'm looking at them right now.
Scheming.
Scheming is right. Let me, how about a quiz? Let's see how Well, you do, in a quiz. And it'll just be sea otter and orangutan questions.
Last quiz didn't turn out so
hot. No, you did terrible on the last quiz. But sea otter and orangutan questions, okay? You ready?
Okay. I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Let's start with the orangutan.
Orangutan.
Okay? The primary reason orangutans are endangered, why?
Oh, that, I would say habitat destruction.
Yeah, people are cutting down their rainforest homes.
Oh, well, I've learned something after 5 years on this show.
Yeah, very good. Okay. A male orangutan's call is called what? And this, which can be heard over a mile away, is it A, a long call, B, a mate scream, C, a short call?
How about A?
A is right, a long call.
Wow.
An orangutan is how many times stronger than a human? A,
oh,
100 times, no. B, 7 times, C, orangutans are equal in strength to a human.
I would say 7 times stronger.
That's very good. 3 for 3. We share what percentage of our genetic makeup with orangutans? A, 50%, B, 96.4%, C, 25%.
Okay, well, 96.4%.
Very good.
I know
that has to be. I would have been disappointed if you got that wrong.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
The word orangutan comes from the Malay language, and means A, person of the forest, B, king of the hill, C, god of the trees.
Wow. I'm going to say person of the forest.
They're very good.
You know, I remember Planet of the Apes.
Okay. Sea otter. Let's move on to the sea otter.
Sea otter. That was a very cute book also. I didn't look at her.
Adorable.
At her little points on the back, but I know you're.
You cheated on the
I did not. No, I did not look at either one.
Okay.
I know they're there.
Okay. True or false? Sea otter's fur is the thickest fur of any animal in the world.
Wow. Oh, I'm going to say that's false.
That's true.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Their fur has over 1 million hairs per square inch.
Oh, that's plush.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow. Imagine, who's the counter of the hair counter?
Sea otters are closer to, in size, to which of the following dogs? A, okay. A Great Dane. B, a German Shepherd. C, a Maltese or Pomeranian.
Oh, have the smaller dogs.
Yeah, people think they're that small, but they're actually bigger than what people think. It's
really?
A German Shepherd. They're sized about a German Shepherd, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, you're getting me.
Well, I'm telling you, these are Susie's facts. Sea otters must eat what percentage of their weight in food each day to survive? 5%, 25%, or 50%?
Okay, I'll say they have to eat 25%.
That's good, 25%. That's a lot.
It's a lot of eating.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sea otters
I feel the same way.
Yeah, you do eat 25%. You eat like a sea otter.
That's great. Were they just insulting me, or is that a compliment?
Well, it's more insulting than eating like a bird.
Right.
Or.
But if you eat like a pig, that's supposed to be a negative. But eating like a sea otter might be more insulting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or your room is like a pig sty. Is that insulting?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Okay. Sea otters have very high metabolism and must eat about 25% of their weight in food each day. Sea otters eat things like sea urchins and abalone and mussels and clams, crabs, snails, and about 40 other marine species. A sea otter's coat has flaps of skin under each front leg. How did the sea otters use these flaps of skin? A, it helps them propel in the water. B, it provides extra warmth. C, an otter uses them to stash its tools or prey during a dive.
Oh, I'm going to say propulsion.
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That was my little made-up question. Yeah, that was pretty good. I tricked you. An otter uses them to stash its tools or prey during a dive, which leaves its paws free to hunt some more.
That's very clever.
Yeah. True or false, sea otters typically can't dive very deep in the water.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to say that is true. They cannot dive too deep.
False.
Oh. See, it always turns out this way in these quizzes for me.
They can dive over 300 feet deep.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? Hmm. True or false? Sea otters cannot hold their breath longer than a human.
This double negatives make me crazy. I mean, they cannot hold their
breath. Can sea otters hold their breath as long as a human? Or longer?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. They can hold their breath for almost 5 minutes. Why are sea otters endangered?
They are endangered because of, their food supply is being depleted.
Is that a pause?
No, that's my answer.
Okay. Because people used to hunt them for their fur, and people are now destroying their ocean home.
Yes, well, okay, there you go.
Right. Young otters find a group of other otters floating together where she can make some new friends. These groups of otters are called a herd, an army, a gang, or a raft.
Wow. A raft of otters. That sounds like hanging around together. Okay, I'll go with that.
That's good.
Wow. I never heard of that before.
I know, raft, R-A-F-T. Sometimes there can be hundreds of otters in just one raft.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a little party, like a bus party.
And these pictures are so cute.
Yeah, they're very nice.
I know. Okay, let's move on. That's all the quiz. You did fair.
Better than usual, though.
Yeah, you did.
If you've listened to any of my other quizzes.
Do you have any news items you want to start with, or you want to just chat?
Well, I think the most important story recently is the tragic killing of the volunteer at the animal park in California that happened just a few days ago. Everyone knows about this.
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
In Fresno area in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas, Cat Haven is the name of the facility, and a 24-year-old volunteer who wanted to grow on to work in a zoo, Diana Hansen, was killed by a 550-pound lion in the enclosure. So we want to send our condolences out to her family about this tragedy. It sounds like she was just a very big-hearted young gal who wanted to devote her life to animals and probably didn't do anything necessarily wrong. The latest thinking from the coroner is that the lion was locked behind a gate but somehow was able to get out. Mm. Either by manipulating or partially opening the smaller cage that the lion was in.
Wow.
And we don't know whether that's the 100% proper configuration or whether there were any mistakes made, but the latest is that she was conducting herself the way she was instructed to in that facility. Unfortunately, as usually happens in these things, the lion was shot soon thereafter. To try to enable her rescue, but she was already dead. The world is reacting, obviously, in various ways. It's quite sickening whenever these things happen. And like I said before, we'll just send our wishes to the family and our condolences.
Yeah, it's really tragic. Peter, do you know much about this facility? Is it a typical zoo, or is it a sanctuary? Or?
My understanding is that it's a private zoo-type thing. I know they have the proper approval to have these animals. They have the license. I don't know what association certifications they have or don't have. And I also don't know whether that would have made a difference in this case.
Yeah.
Time will tell as we get more facts about this. I will tell you that one spokesperson for the Humane Society of the United States remarked that she should have never been in the enclosure with the cat, particularly as a volunteer, and that it's always an extremely dangerous situation. So that was one comment that's out. We'll see where the facts lead to.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
Okay, don't go away. More with Peter and the news.
Did you hear that story, John?
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition, and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds.
Of the business
but it can't.
Radio network.
Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman, trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kircher. Thanks for tuning into Animals Today. Peter, so you have news for us?
Yeah, I want to remind everyone to go visit our website.
Thank you.
AnimalsTodayRadio.com.
AnimalsTodayRadio.com.
And what you'll find when you go there is an easy to navigate archive of all our previous shows. So that's one of the services we provide is this show is put out there free for anyone to listen to as a reference or for fun. So please go there and share it with everyone, animalstodayradio.com.
And we have every topic you can think of related to animals. So just peruse through that and see what interests you.
That's right.
And share it with others.
The nonprofit that we head, Advancing the Interests for Animals, is a major sponsor of this show. As you might guess, shows like this are not money-making enterprises, so we need your support. So please go to AIAnimals.org.
Right.
AIAnimals.org. And there you will see all the other stuff that the nonprofit is doing, including the radio show, and you'll be able to support us if you wish. We hope you will, because we are involved in a very interesting legal action against the city of Indio, California. That's our local neighborhood. And along with a couple of individuals in the area, we are suing the city and some of their employees to help convince them to comply with the laws concerning treatment of animals in the shelter there. So if you go to the website AIAnimals.org, you can read our summary about that and learn about what makes a nonprofit actually take a step and sue a city and other individuals.
And really, your donations do help keep this program going. So we, again, want to direct you to AIAnimals.org if you like what you hear.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, recently, the Westminster Kennel Club had their yearly show, and there is one owner who believes that her Samoyed named Cruz was poisoned.
Huh.
Because 4 days later, the dog died while at a different show in Colorado, and the timeline just seems plausible, she claims, for a poisoning. This a person feels that perhaps an animal rights activist got poisoned into the food, and too bad the dog is now gone. So that's out there just to illustrate that there are people who are extremists, according to this woman, and then there are there's a theory unproven out there.
Is a necropsy being performed?
You know what? It was not done. It's my source does not explain why it was not done, if that's the claim you're going to make.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a non-story to me. I mean, I feel bad for
the dog.
The dog, of course.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to insult you by saying this is a non-story. Did I insult you?
Well, it's a story because it just illustrates the passions.
Right.
But it does leave you wanting for a resolution, which apparently is not going to happen.
Or any evidence or anything what's her claim here based on?
Evidence would be nice.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll let you know.
Thank you. Wait, isn't the Iditarod's coming up, right? Or it's happening now?
It's happening now, that infamous more than 1,000 mile race in Alaska.
Yeah.
Happening now.
Okay, and, we need to bring on a guest to talk about the cruelties involved in the Iditarod and dog sledding, the enterprise in general, right?
You bet. It's worth talking about.
We're going to get that.
We're not really fans of this event.
No. Okay, maybe next week.
There's a happy little story of a group of four girls down in Palm Beach, Florida, who are musicians. They play string instruments, violins, and one plays cello. And they are raising money for the local shelter, the Peggy Adams Animal Rescue League.
That's so nice.
And they are assembling. I guess they're chaperoned, but they are outside of one of the local theaters playing on the sidewalk. They've got a repertoire of, I think, 11 or so tunes that they play. Or they have 12 songs, and they are taking donations, and the money is going to the shelter.
That's so sweet. Now, that's a feel-good story.
I know. And
I love that.
How nice. And these girls love animals. Jenna and Ellie Abel are two of the sisters' names, and then Valentina and Annabelle Paolucci.
Wonderful.
So we want to recognize them and congratulate them and keep it up.
Wonderful.
There's new evidence that there might be an effective allergy vaccine if you're allergic to cats. Or
you claim you're allergic
to cats.
You
can get should be able to get a vaccine to help you with that. You know, people who are genuinely allergic to cats, it's the dander that is responsible. And so the dander molecule was sort of deconstructed in a... they found the protein that activates the human immune system, and they produced a vaccine which appears to be effective.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty
we'll
cool.
We'll see how that goes. Another new side business.
How about for dogs, too?
No news about dogs here. A lot more people claim to be allergic than they are.
Yeah.
A lot more people claiming allergies than truly are.
They're allergic to... They're not allergic to the hair dogs, just the fur.
Yeah.
That's
what
they
claim.
Way,
this, that, as you know, there's no really true hypoallergenic dog. You know that claim that's made.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So the claim that's made is really bogus, huh?
Yes. Yes.
Hmm.
Right. And then in another little cat item here, and that is recently at the International Cat Association, which was held in Rhode Island, there was extra scrutiny placed upon the animal showers because they were being asked to show their health and rabies certificates.
Right.
Certificates. Many of them don't have this.
Wow.
The cats have been vaccinated for rabies and other things. And so everyone's freaking out. No animals were confiscated. There you go.
Thanks, Peter, and thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirschner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. A hospital in Northeast Ohio says two teenagers who survived a single vehicle crash this morning have been treated and released. The other six teenagers who were in the SUV were killed when it crashed into a guardrail and landed in a pond near the city of Warren. All the dead were between 14 and 17 years of age. Security officials in Rome and at the Vatican are bracing for the moment when cardinals choose a new pope and the installation of that pope a few days later. A tented hospital is being installed in a square near the Vatican. Police say they will be ready for the crowds when they come rushing to St. Peter's Square the moment white smoke appears above the Sistine Chapel. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is rejecting any suggestions that the United States is in collusion with the Taliban.